confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
What will she do today? Will she be victorious? Or will we grow the jackpot in the game known as Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Was the question, will I be victorious or will we grow the jackpot?
Yes. Okay. That was the question. Okay. And what will be the answer?
I think we're going to find out.
We're going to find out next. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
You are caller 17, so congratulations. You've earned the right to step into the octagon with Katie. And I got five questions dealing with news and pop culture. She is leaving the studio as we speak. Are you ready to play?
I'm very nervous, but I'm very ready.
All right, shake it off. All right. Question one. The big fight that nobody asked for between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson is tonight live on Netflix starting at 5 p.m. Their weigh-in had fireworks when Paul scampered up to Tyson on all fours for some reason, and Mike Tyson slapped him. True or false, there is a 30-year age difference between them.
True.
Question two, Ryan Reynolds was doing an interview and was asked about a long-running rumor that Taylor Swift is the godmother of his children. He answered, and it's actually true. Yeah, she is. Oh, wow. What magical phrase does the fairy godmother say in Cinderella?
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Question three. Financial experts are telling people to spend money on things that they need now, such as home repairs, auto repairs, and other big ticket items that are necessary. This is to prepare for the tariffs that Donald Trump said that he would put in place when president, because they say prices are going to go up. Spell the word tariff.
Tariff. T-A-R-I-F-F.
Question four. Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones is the lead person to play Lara Croft in a new Tomb Raider series, that is being written and produced by Phoebe Waller-Bridge from Fleabag. Interesting. This will be the third version of the popular video game. Who played Lara Croft in the original films?
Ooh.
3 seconds. Three.
Oh, that's going to be a two. Big pass for me.
All righty. And question five. Kim Kardashian did an interview recently and talked about how hard it is being a single parent. She said she's raising four kids and tried to get sympathy by saying, even with help, that's a lot to take on.
Aw.
If she hired three nannies and each made $85,000 a year, how much total cost is that in childcare?
Three nannies at $85,000. Oh, I'm not good at math in my head. $255,000.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. And Julie, where are we off to today?
Well, I am actually sick, so I'm going to the pharmacy to get some cold medicine.
I tell you, there is something going around. Kevin and I both have it too. And listen, in my house, I'm blaming my 8-year-old Theo, but
you guys are so interested in blaming people for your sickness.
It's not our fault.
It's
right.
So
it's not
strange.
My fault. It's
I've
not my
never
fault.
Okay,
well, wait till you
like
get
that.
Sick.
That's
we'll
right.
See.
When I get sick, I don't blame you guys.
You
Julie,
will.
Who are you blaming?
I blame Donald Trump.
No.
Period. Julie.
Well, Julie, you're funny.
Just a few months, it'll be RFK Jr.'s fault. So, all right, I'm going to put you on hold. Here we go. Question one. The big fight night that nobody wanted between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson tonight on Netflix live at 5 p.m.
I
Katie
know.
Is going to be watching it with bated breath, the whole
there's
thing.
There's a part of me that actually does want to see it because, like, there's no way Jake Paul can beat Mike Tyson.
I don't know. I don't care. I just hope that Mike Tyson bites Jake Paul's ear off.
Oh, wow.
That's what I hope.
I don't think he will.
Their weigh-in had fireworks when Jake Paul scampered up to Tyson on all fours for some reason, and Mike Tyson slapped him like you do with any wild animal.
Yeah.
True or false, there's a 30-year age difference between them.
Oh, probably true.
Yeah. 31, actually. Mike Tyson is 58 years old. He looks great for 58 years
well,
old.
Sure.
Question two. Ryan Reynolds was doing an interview, and he was asked about the long-running rumor that Taylor Swift is the godmother of his kids. And you know what the answer is? Yeah.
Okay.
Taylor Swift is the godmother of his kids.
I should make her the godmother of my kids.
I think she has to consent.
Okay.
Because if anything happens to you, then she has to raise
it. Right, that's the point.
What magical phrase does the fairy godmother say in Cinderella?
Bippity-boppity-boo?
That's right.
Easy peasy.
Question three. Financial experts are telling people to spend money on things that they need, such as home repairs, auto repairs, other big ticket items that are necessary, to do it now. They said that it's to prepare for the tariffs that Donald Trump said he would put in place when president, because they say prices are going to go up. Spell the word tariff.
Okay. T-A-R-tariff. I-F-F tariff.
That is correct. Tariff is a fun word for a pet.
Like a bird.
Yes. A little bird named Tariff.
Yeah.
Question four. Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones is the lead person to play Lara Croft in the new Tomb Raider series that is being written and produced by Phoebe Waller-Bridge from Fleabag. I think it's interesting that she is making a Tomb Raider series. Anyway, this will be the third version of the popular video game. Who played Lara Croft in the original films?
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, that's right. And question five, Kim Kardashian did an interview recently and talked about how hard it is to be a single parent. She said she's raising four kids and tried to get sympathy by saying, hey, even with help, it's a lot to take on.
I do believe that. I mean, even if you have help, you're still like, your job is still to mold these people into good humans with morality and stuff like that. You can't rely on a nanny to do that.
If she hired three nannies and each made $85,000 a year, how much total cost is that in childcare?
$345,000.
Uh-oh. $255,000.
Yikes to me. Saying yikes about the amount of money to hire a nanny.
Right.
$255,000. $250,000 in child care. It's a lot to take on. Julie, are you there?
I'm here.
Final score. You both got four.
What?
We have a tie again.
Oh.
Win goes to Katie, though. You got to be smarter. Unbelievable. We grow that jackpot to $460. Wow. Hachi-machi.
Still not the record, though.
Not the record. No, we're still off by $100,
right? At least $100.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Will we get there? We'll find out. But, Julie, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today I'm just as smart as Katie.
Just as smart as Katie. I love that. And hopefully you still had fun. Come